Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you. As always, I'm Patty Mack, and you're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX. We're every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock. We have two interesting guests today, experts in their field. We're going to talk about finances and how to empower young people in your life. Our money coach is going to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly of debt, because there are both sides of that coin. But first, we're joined by Esther Kane. Her book, What Your Mama Can't or Won't Teach You, Grown Stories of Their Teen Years, which is a really interesting read. Esther, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Nice to have you, as always. And, you know, you've got quite a few books out, and this is an older one, you said, but it's really interesting because, you know, I think so many of us grew up in a certain age, and obviously by the book and the age of the people in it, you know, we're not told a lot of stuff that maybe we need to know when we're growing up. How did you come about to writing this book, and what did it kind of teach you?
Yes. Well, I wrote it in 2006, actually. So I was in my early 30s, and I had been a therapist for a few years and working with a lot of women and young women. And what I just came to over and over again is that there's not a lot of healthy role models for girls to emulate. And we're constantly bombarded by unrealistic plastic images of women in the media who live completely different lives than us and who have very little to offer in the way of guidance to becoming what I call a real woman, and that becoming a woman is a very, very rocky road. It's a tough go. I mean, for boys, too, it's a tough road to manhood. And just in general, my clients kept telling me over and over again about how much being a teen really sucks. And it took me back as a young therapist. I wasn't that much older, you know, to how awful it was being a teenager and how many problems I had growing up and how there was so little guidance for me.
You know, Esther, I think it's so important, like what you do for a living, and you can tell people in a minute what that is, but that maybe we all need to get a certain amount of coaching at a certain point in our lives, because, you know, even me with, you know, two boys and a girl, maybe with boys I'm not doing it quite right, or I could learn a little more, or even with my daughter that, you know, sometimes you pass on some of the things that you were or weren't taught as well, and that sometimes it's good to have a little coaching how to do these things, because we're not natural at it all the time.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a family systems therapist, so basically I work a lot with mothers and daughters. And basically what happens is it's something called the multi-generational transmission process, that psychobabble, for what we were taught we pass down to our kids. Mm. And it's not bad. It's just the way it works. It's evolution. So, you know, but some of those things are wonderful legacies and some aren't so helpful. And we all, as women, have this emotional unfinished business. And that's just a part of being human, and we pass it on to our kids. So therapy gives people the opportunity to examine what that unfinished emotional business is, what it's all about, if it's helping them, if it's harming them, and how to do it better in the future for kids.
Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's who I am, it's what I do, it's what I've always done. That's kind of a cop-out in a way, isn't it? We can always improve and be better people.
I believe we always have the choice to be better. Yeah. We always have the choice to grow and learn and become who we were meant to be.
And, you know, you have 9 different chapters in there. The wild waters of adolescence, becoming a woman, money, role models. What do you think is sort of the most important aspect that we can empower our young women, young people in our lives with?
I think it's as women, and I don't want to exclude men from this, but we are sort of talking about teen girls, so please excuse that, everybody.
Yeah.
But the whole idea, and a lot of this can be applied to males as well, is to be a mentor and a guide, and that we adults, that's what we really need to be doing. And sometimes we think we're not good enough or that we need to be better. That's not it at all. Girls will look up to you. They do look up to us, and they need us as role models. Now, I don't have my own children, but I feel like a guide for girls all over the place, because, you know, it's easy for me because I'm not the mother, and mothers have such a hard time because they get such a hard deal. You're supposed to do this all perfectly, and it's just ridiculous expectations that are put on mothers. But basically, you know, older women, girls look up to us. We can be something very, very special to them if we just allow ourselves to lower our standards for ourselves and realize that we do have lots of wisdom just by the fact that we are the age that we're at, and we've survived all these things and been through stuff that they haven't been through yet.
Do you tell your own stories, or, you know, to your own children? Sometimes people say, oh, I tell them about, you know, what I did when I was their age. Yes. I don't know if I agree with that theory wholeheartedly, because I think it's their journey, and what I did is not really what I want them to do necessarily.
Yes, yes.
You know?
That's a common question, and mothers say this to me all the time. Basically, what I tell people, especially mothers in that situation, is if they ask, don't hide it. Yeah. If they want to know, go ahead. Tell them what you did, right? Because there's a thirst for knowledge, and they're trying to make their own decisions, and they're trying to gauge whether these are good choices based on what mom did. And if you have an open, honest conversation, and you say, you know what, I did this, but I don't think in retrospect it was a great idea, they'll learn from that. And you can tell them what you've learned. That's a wonderful thing. It's a win-win.
And do you think that parents are always trying to be so different from their parents and think they're, you know, and maybe in my generation now we're overdoing it in this helicopter thing and overdoing it with our kids, that we've gone so far the other way, we're going to be making our own mistakes.
Exactly. And I think the helicopter parenting, that's a whole other topic, but it's so true. I think we've kind of taken some of the old wisdom that was really actually very good stuff away in this day and age, and that is letting kids make their own mistakes and letting them fall down, and, you know, you're always there with open arms, but knowing that, like you say, it is their journey, and they need to make their own choices, but that you're there to guide them, and that it's okay for you to be human, you know, it's okay for you to share stories, as long as you don't make it all about yourself, and the kid doesn't feel like, you know, it's always about mom.
And you were saying about kids and mentoring them, and I think whether you have kids, don't have kids, or you mentor other people's kids, like even though I have my own, I try and be good to my family, friends, kids, because sometimes they'll need you because maybe they can't talk to their own parents. So, you know, don't be grumpy about young people. Be open to them no matter what your age is.
Exactly. And there's so much that they're looking for. I think so much. There's a Lucille Ball quote I love. It's, love yourself first and everything else falls into place. You really have to love yourself in order to get anything done in this world. I just think that is so incredible. I think that is, in a nutshell, the message that I'm always trying to send to women and girls, is to love ourselves, because it makes life a whole lot easier. And if you can love yourself as a mother, as an aunt, as a mentor, even if you've made horrible mistakes and you continue to make horrible mistakes, there's still good parts to your journey. There's still wisdom. There's still things you can pass on to the younger generation, and they desperately need to know that information.
And, you know, I always make sure if I've made a mistake, I apologize for it. Doesn't excuse whatever they've done as well, but I take my end of it. And I think it's important to, you know that adults make mistakes, and that we carry on and we apologize for it and ask for their forgiveness.
Absolutely. And how is a young person supposed to learn how to do that if you don't model that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And point out that that's what happened.
And Esther, don't you find a lot of women are kind of martyrs? They, you know, they do so much for everybody, their kids, and run around ragged, and it's their claim to fame. And I know it's great to be all things to all people, but like you say, that has to start with yourself, and there's nothing wrong with giving back to yourself, first of all.
Yeah, I don't agree with being all things to all people. Mm. I think it's a terrible philosophy. I think that we absolutely must give of ourselves and be there for others. But that first and foremost, it's just like when you get on a plane and they say, put your oxygen mask on yourself before assisting others. Mm-hmm. If you don't take care of yourself, you won't be alive to help anybody else. Psychologically, it's the same thing. You have to be good to yourself. You have to fill yourself up and give yourself the emotional nutrients you need to be strong and healthy so that you can do that for other people.
Do you think a lot of women's things that they do, their emotions, are driven by guilt?
Oh, yes. That's so funny. It's been a theme this week in therapy. Yes, guilt. Guilt is such a big theme. It's such a big thing. I think one, actually Kate Hudson, oddly enough, when she gave birth to her first child, I read in some silly magazine, she said, though, that the minute the baby's born, the guilt sets in.
Mm.
And I thought that was very profound. Mm. You know, it's the guilt is a part of caring for anybody and wanting to do your best. You're always going to have feelings of guilt. But I say embrace it. Embrace the fact that it's just a feeling, you know, and feelings just, they come and they go. You don't have to be driven by a feeling.
That's a really good point to make. Because when they get to a certain age, like my son Shell, who's off at school, you have to figure that you've done your job and that now you're a coach. You're not really hands-on all the time, and you can't ground, you know, you can't make any big threats because they're not around.
Well, and I just say basically, okay, you built the foundation for this house to mothers that their kids are launched into the world. You know, you built the foundation. You did your absolute best. You put all your love and light into this little person. Now you have to sit back and have faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I say that without having children, so I know how ridiculous that sounds. I mean, that's very, it's easier said than done, isn't it?
It is, but you know, I think when you talk about exploring spirituality, that if we give our kids a higher power of some kind, whether that's God or whatever you call it, that there's always someone else to draw on besides ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's an important part of life. Also, we're going to talk about the next segment about handling losses and endings, because I think that's something that, you know, in our society, we make out like death never happens. That, you know, Joan Rivers died, and because she looked so great, she was 81, it was like, how could she have died? Well, I mean, there could have been a problem there in the operating room, but she was 81, and that wouldn't have been a big thing if she had naturally anyways.
Right. Yeah, death, and unfortunately with all the teen suicides that we're hearing about these days, teens are exposed to death more than they were before, I believe. You know, that their own peers are hurting themselves and dying sometimes. It's just awful. You wouldn't believe the amount of teenage girls that I work with that have tried to kill themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Phenomenal.
And is that based on, you hear a lot about bullying, or is it just negative self, or is it depression? What kind of issues are going on that would make someone do something or think about doing something so drastic?
I would say 90% of it has to do with peers and bullying, like you say. And the other part is not having a support system, a really good support system. And, of course, depression, anxiety, underlying, you know, psychological issues that may have been there from the get-go as well. I don't want to bash parents at all, because some wonderful, wonderful parents who've just been fantastic to their children have kids attempt suicide. So it's not about bad parenting all the time.
No, and anxiety is on the rise. It is so prevalent with kids of a certain age these days.
Yeah, it's huge. The expectations are just getting bigger and bigger for them.
So that's one thing, Esther, too, is that make sure you're kind to people. Whether it's young women, men, anybody around you, you never know what people are going through, and people are always going through something.
Mm-hmm. It's very important to remember that. And even if a teen, I know teens' behavior can be pretty ugly sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's hard to see the love and feel the love when they're yelling at you or being obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
But they really need it. That's, you know, that's when they need it more than ever, is when they're at their worst. And that's really a spiritual challenge, isn't it, to love when you're faced with you know, some really undesirable behavior.
Well, I think it brings back everything that these teenage girls are going through now, is the feeling in high school when, you know, your kid's doing that to you. It feels the same as your peer group when you were a teen girl or whatever, right? They're coming at you and they're being mean, and you feel like you're still a teen. You forget you're whatever age.
See, and that's what I call a trigger that hits mom's emotional unfinished business. You just described it in a nutshell. So that's basically your emotional unfinished business that goes back from when you were a teenager that maybe you didn't work through and resolve, and then your kid is triggering you. So as a therapist, I help the mom kind of work through that so that she can handle her kid and not just be constantly triggered herself.
You know, I never thought about it till that minute, but it kind of makes sense.
It's such a great example, though.
Look, we just had a free session with Esther right there. Okay, so we come back from the break. We're going to talk more about the book, because there's all kinds of neat chapters here. Becoming a Woman, the Ups and Downs of Love. That's a huge one. Wow. Marriage, Children, and Family. When we come back, more with Esther Kane.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Test driving the all-new Lexus IS is easy. Turn right out of the dealership and head towards a sense of oneness with the road. Hang a left when your pupils dilate and the hairs on your neck go electric. Merge with a feeling of power and control. Then return to the dealership and bask in the afterglow. Sport-tuned suspension, aggressive body lines. Come see how it feels.
Lease a 2014 Lexus IS for only $535 per month with zero down for 48 months at 3.9% APR. See newspaper or visit Metro Lexus for more details.
The source is the place for I want that. When you said, I want a new smartphone because I've dropped my current one 1,000 times. Who had all the best brands? The source. And when you said, I'm going to need a great case because I'm probably going to drop this one 1,000 times too. Who had it? The source. Get great smartphones and all the essentials. Plus, trade in your current phone for a new one and get up to $200 in source gift cards. The source. I want that.
Are you prepared for the fact the government may claim a large portion of your estate? This is Robin Muir of Hatch & Muir. Assets like your cottage, stocks, mutual funds, and other investments left your heirs may be subject to large capital gains taxes. These taxes have to be paid before your heirs receive anything. We've helped many clients implement cost-effective ways to ensure their beneficiaries receive full value. Protect your estate. Call 953-6816 or visit hatchmuir.com. Hatch & Muir, we can help you.
Imagine a light bulb over your head. Now replace that light bulb with a flower bulb. Get the idea? Put a little spring color into your fall garden with flower bulbs from Marigold Nurseries. All sizes, so many colors. Hedging starts at just $8.99. Or you could plant a living fence. Yes, a living fence. Oh, sounds weird. Visit Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sandyston, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack, and you're listening to Lifestyle. We're talking with Esther Kane, and the book is What Your Mama Can't or Won't Teach You, Grown Women's Stories of Their Teen Years. And I think we can all relate to these stories. There's people that are in their 60s, 50s, 30s. You know, it doesn't really matter. We all have, you know, there's generational things, but we all have kind of similar things, really. And a lot of it, you know, you look at, we're talking about the media and seeing people that are perfect, and I think all of us think we're supposed to be super thin and pretty and have great clothes and do everything well. And that's just not real life, is it, Esther?
Yep, absolutely not. And young, that's a new thing, too. Now you're supposed to
forever die. Young.
Yeah.
Aging
yeah.
is bad.
And then we get confused when Joan Rivers dies because she looked 20.
Yeah, for sure.
At 81, yeah.
Yeah, she looked better than when she was 30, right? In a weird way.
Yeah, I have such mixed feelings about that, but bless her heart, I loved her.
Oh, I loved her. I got to see her a few years ago and meet her, and I was so glad because I just love Joan Rivers. I thought she was the thing. She was the gal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I think she unfortunately is a bit of a representation of that confusion that women have, that she thought she had to look so young for the rest of her life or she wouldn't be acceptable. I find that a bit sad, but I also have so much compassion because I really understand that.
Oh, absolutely. And she was in this business where it was young people and she'd been shunned before. And, you know, and what she did at her age to push through all that, she couldn't quite stop finding perfection in herself, even though she was perfect in her own way. But that's what we have to kind of find that balance in our life is. And for our kids, they're looking at us. Our daughters are looking at us. So if we're dieting all the time or we're talking about weight all the time, that's going to become their issue, too.
Oh, yeah, they just soak it right up. They're like little sponges. Absolutely. The dieting thing, by the way, is a really important one. Yeah, not to diet and not to teach your daughter to diet. I just have to throw that in there.
Absolutely. I just, you know, quit talking about I need to lose 10 pounds all the time. It gets old. Deal with it. But don't
you're
always...
You're setting your daughter up for an eating disorder, I guarantee you. Guarantee.
Absolutely. Losses and endings. You know, when I was young, I think I was shielded from a lot of it. And I think it's, you know, my kids have had quite a few losses and I think it's almost a gift in a horrible way, in a good way, that they kind of have seen that there's life and death and that you can survive and go on.
Well, that's the part, that's part of life. We're all born and we all die. Yes, mm-hmm. Guaranteed. That's about the only thing you can count on.
that's very true. That's very true. Money talk. You know, sometimes people, parents don't want to talk about what they have. They keep this to themselves. They don't talk about money in school. It's not a subject. So people get out on their own and we're going to be talking to a money coach next and they don't know how to deal with their first paycheck.
Yeah, very important to teach your kids about money and managing money and how you learned about that. So important. I don't know why. And I don't know why they don't teach it in the schools. Maybe your next guest can tell me.
I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. Cooking and money.
Yeah,
we need these things.
Absolutely. And dating advice.
Love. You know, we see our kids go through ups and downs, you know, whether they've had a boyfriend or just have a crush on someone, or their girlfriend stolen the guy they like. How do we talk to them about this subject? And, you know, sometimes people feel, if I talk about it and then something may happen, they may get with a guy. You know, information is powerful.
It's very, very powerful. And this is where, in my book, I really discuss mentors. Like, it just to let mothers off the hook, you know, try to find other guides for your daughters, too. If your daughter doesn't want to talk to you, that can be devastating. But make sure she talks to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that really counts, is that she's getting advice from somebody that you feel good about. So, you know, if there's aunts, if there's teachers, perhaps, if there's, I don't know, coaches of some sort, she will get the information. And I think it's really important, again, to let her come to you and tell her that you really feel for what she's going through, and how can you be of help? What would be helpful? You know, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
I think it's a good approach. Ask her what she needs.
That's a good idea.
Does she want advice? Does she want you to tell stories about yourself when you're that age? What would be helpful?
Yeah, sometimes it's good to ask them instead of just bombarding them with stuff. Exploring spirituality. How do you get that conversation going if maybe some people, one may be religious, one's not in the family? How do we let them have something so that they can make their own choices in life?
I just think of introducing the idea of a higher power, this concept that we're not on our own, that we can reach out to something greater than ourselves, because we're so flawed as humans and we're so vulnerable and small. And, you know, and it doesn't matter what it is, if it's the ocean, the trees, whatever you believe in. For me, it was Aretha Franklin.
I love it.
Yeah, something, anything that makes you feel powerful and strong and gives you hope. So whether it's music, you know, and you just have discussions. And that's where, again, role modeling, telling your kids what you believe in and what works for you, but not making them have to go that route, but just saying, you know, this is what happens and this is what it does for me when I lean on this power.
And I know my dad, he lost his mom early in life and had to live with relatives. And he found talking to God, talking to higher power when he was feeling sad at night, kind of kept him going. And sometimes, you know, it can be what gets us through these years, knowing that there is an end in sight as far as we grow up. And, you know, things will work out, but we just don't know it then. And sometimes we need a little guidance. Esther Kane, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
My website is estherkane.com, and my phone number, 250-338-1800.
Esther, as always, great talking to you. You have great books and great subject matter, and I'm sure all your people that you treat are better for knowing you. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the good, bad, and ugly of debt.
Oh, hey, it's me, Jeff, Peninsula Co-op number 44091. You know, with all the gas and food and car washes you guys have been putting on my number, it's really starting to add up. So I decided to treat myself to some new custom rims. 22-inch spinners, oh yeah, boom, boom, boom. Waka, waka.
Get a lifetime Peninsula Co-op membership for just $27 and start earning your own rebate.
No. Keep using mine. 44091. Someone lend me some cash for the tow truck.
Sign up at your local Peninsula Co-op today.
Did you hear it? That's the Canadian Blood Services blood signal reminding each and every one of us to pick up the phone and make an appointment to donate blood. Because right now, there is a greater need for blood. Blood that can save the life of a cancer patient, a car accident victim, maybe even someone you love. This is a call for everyone to donate blood. Will you answer it? Call 1-888-2-DONATE and book your appointment right now. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. Victoria police are investigating two separate incidents of an elderly man approaching preteen girls and asking suspicious questions. These incidents happened on Wednesday morning in Esquimalt and again on Thursday night in Victoria. And in both cases, the girls simply walked away. The suspect is white, 60 to 70 years old, clean-shaven with short white hair and an average build. He might also be driving an older model red sedan. For the first time in BC history, the Canadian Red Cross is setting up its Emergency Response Unit Field Hospital for disaster training. The hospital will be set up next to the Mary Winspear Center in Sydney on Tuesday afternoon. 40 international delegates will take part in simulations, including a catastrophic earthquake. A crewman was airlifted off a freighter near Haida Gwaii last night after suffering a medical emergency. The Joint Rescue Coordination Center in Victoria got the call, and a Buffalo craft and a Cormorant helicopter responded from Comox. The crewman was taken to Sandspit, then transferred to a local hospital where he is in stable condition. In Halifax, a third-story deck collapsed this morning during a party, seriously injuring five people. Sergeant Nancy Rudback says police were called to a house with three apartments after a wooden third-story deck suddenly collapsed onto a second-story deck.
There was five people that were taken to the hospital immediately by ambulance, and there was also a sixth person that went on their own shortly thereafter, probably within 3 hours or so.
Rudback says the owner of the building is being interviewed. A city building inspector will also investigate. And a homeless camp has been set up on a busy sidewalk in Seattle to raise awareness about living in poverty.
Yes, this is an eyesore. We know this.
Stephen Crow, who lives at the camp that's located outside a post office near the University of Washington's campus.
But we are tired of being swept under the rug.
Elizabeth McCoury is president of a partnership of business owners in the district.
When you see people camped out on the sidewalk, it is concerning.
Seattle police say they can't do anything, that the land the group is camping on is federal property, but the post office says no, it's public space. Till that gets resolved, it looks like the camp will stay. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's coming up on 1:33. CFAX weather is next.
The Black Death has returned to plague our lands.
Wednesday on the all-new M3.
Stay back. I'm surely infected too.
Rain.
Someone has to do what must be done.
Winner of the 2014 People's Choice Award for Favorite New TV Drama.
You're alive.
You have a son.
I am the Queen of France, and you are my subject.
Rain. Season premiere Wednesday at 5 on the all-new M3.
It's begun.
CFAX weather, a beautiful day today, a high of 20 degrees. No clouds tonight, but we could get some fog patches, a low down to 9. And after the fog burns off tomorrow, a lot like what you're seeing right now, sunshine and a high of 20 degrees. Right now in downtown Victoria, we're sitting at 16. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
Two different votes that had everybody on the edge of their seat. Teachers voted yes.
This deal isn't perfect, but it does provide gains for teachers, it protects our charter rights, and increases support for our students.
Scotland voted no.
The people of Scotland have spoken. They have kept our country of four nations together.
If it's happening, it's here on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack, and you're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. We're talking about money now. Leslie Gardner is the money coach, and she's here from month to month or so, talking about different aspects of money because it's as important as our last segment about relationships and growing up and empowering us. Debt, the good, the bad, and the ugly. There is good debt. There is bad debt. How does that work, Leslie?
Oh, I know. A lot of people don't realize that, but there is good debt, bad debt, and then there's real ugly debt.
Real ugly debt.
Yeah. So the good debt would be like, you know, you bought something that's an appreciating asset. It's worth value, like a home that's maybe going up in value. Bad debt would be stuff that you bought that you shouldn't have bought, you don't have the money for. And ugly debt is when good and bad debt are spinning out of control or you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Those are really, really ugly debt.
And a lot of people are doing that. You know, I watch a lot of those shows on TV and, you know, when they look over their books, they're spending $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 more a month, like huge amounts of money. And it's because it's just this revolving vicious cycle of using the credit card and then getting that racked up more and using that cash, and kind of it goes round and round and round. Then you get three or four cards. Do you see a lot of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the big thing. people aren't stopping and having a look of what exactly are they bringing in. When you're making your income, you don't realize when you put it on credit card, you're actually spending your future income. And it's so hard to play catch up. So you're better off to get yourself in control and start living within your means. That's number one step. Get within your means.
I think that, you know, credit cards, you know, my daughter got one because she needed to have one for school. And she was afraid of it because she doesn't want debt and she's been great about it. I, on the other hand, when I got one, I have just never quite got the concept. I always thought it was like free money. And, yeah, you know, that can be dangerous as you get older and your lines increase. And, you know, you can have more on that. And it's like, oh, good, I can put that trip on there or this and that. And whether you can afford to pay it off or not, it's still psychologically, you know, maybe not the right way to do it.
No, and that's exactly what it is. You're tricking yourself is what you're actually doing by thinking that, oh, yeah, I'll get to it, I'll pay it, it'll be fine, it'll all work out. What ends up happening is you basically never, ever reduce the debt unless you actually work hard at it, and then you're paying interest upon interest upon interest on that debt, and it just keeps snowballing and getting bigger and uglier. And so, yeah, what you want to do is you want to stop and have a good hard look at it, see what you can really afford to put on your debt by still being able to maintain your lifestyle by having groceries and you know, you're paying your bills and everything, but you've got to be able to find some extra money somewhere in your income to start pounding down on the debt. That's so important.
And, you know, I think everybody, you know, I know for me, you want it all. You see other people traveling, you're doing this, doing that. When I first got my card, you know, I had a Bay card and I had this card and buying coats. And we sort of want it all or think we can have it. And if we're getting it, then we don't realize that it's not really our money. And then we have high interest rates and we don't even think to phone and maybe see about reducing them. We miss a payment. What happens when you miss a credit payment?
Well, usually what they'll do is they might not get after you too badly on the first one that you miss, but of course you're going to start paying interest and maybe some penalties in there. But it starts to snowball, and then they start to get kind of nasty. They start sending you letters and collections and pounding you on the phone and things like that. And your stress level goes way up when that starts to happen. So the one thing with credit cards is, and what I can recommend to your listeners is when you're out there and you want to buy something, like you want that jacket or something like that, but you don't maybe need it. One of the fellows, his name's Avrin Byers, he's a personal financial trainer, and he says he uses two rules. One's the 24-hour rule, mm-hmm, which is a cooling-off period in his own mind. He says to himself, if I don't, in 24 hours, if I still want that, then maybe I could buy it. And then the second thing he does is that he adds up everything he bought on sale because it was on sale. Mm-hmm. So you go into the store, you go, woo, there's a sale. But then he lists what he actually wanted or needed and how much that would have cost him, and he finds that he spends way more money because he bought it on sale than if he had just bought what he needed.
Don't they say you can go broke saving money?
Exactly.
You know, you come to that counter and they set it up. So you walk in the store, you turn right, everything's there on that side. When you get to the counter, everything is stacked there so that even if you came for one thing, you're going to buy a bunch of stuff. So you really have to be wise that they're just totally psyching you out because they've got people that know how the brain works.
Well, it's marketing, and that's it. You just have to know how the marketing game works so that you don't get caught up in it when you can't afford it.
And you know, if we get in high interest, then, you know, we've missed a payment, you really can't negotiate. But if you have been paying your payments, are there ways for you to negotiate with that credit card to get that rate down if it's 17 down to, you know, 9 or something that's a little more reasonable?
Oh, always make a phone call. Always, always, always call them.
And who do you talk to? Do you ask for a certain department?
And you just call the number that's on the card and then tell them what it is that you're looking for, and then they'll put you through to the right department.
Mm-hmm.
But they might want to maybe get another credit check on you. They might want to find out a little bit more information, like have you changed jobs or anything like that. But do what you can to get it down on your own. You'll find that a lot of them will drop the rate, even if it's just for 6 months.
Mm.
At least that gives you 6 months to try and catch, you know, get ahead.
Absolutely.
Before they bump it up.
What about people, you know, all the time I hear people that are going to be traveling with their air miles, and I think, gosh, you got a lot of points. This is not for everybody, is it? Like, you know, you never get rich by air points. So What are the advantages of some of these cards, or are there advantages?
Well, the advantage that I see for the airlines and air mile cards is that if you use your card to buy something, you come straight home and you pay it. You make a payment on it so that you're only buying what you have the money for. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, don't put it on your credit card, because that way you're actually getting the advantage of using those air miles as opposed to paying the interest that really is costing you more than those air miles are giving you.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah.
When we come back, more about money, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Celebrating its fifth anniversary, Culture Days is an annual weekend where thousands of artists, individuals, organizations, and communities host over 7,500 free hands-on activities that invites the public to participate with rolling up their sleeves and welcoming culture. Visit www.culturedays.ca to find the list of events happening today. And see Team Canada take on the world at the IRB Americans Rugby Championships. Don't miss the action at West Hill Stadium October 11th, 15th, and 19th. Tickets are on sale now. Find more events at cfax1070.com. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
Want to cut down on trips to the grocery store? Come down to Fairway Market's Big Family Pack Savings Event. Open your Fairway flyer and check out these specials. Campbell's Regular Soup, just $5.79 for a 12-pack. Kraft Dinner, the original mac and cheese, just $8.79 for a 12-pack. And when you buy $10 in participating Pepsi products, $1 will go to CFAX Santa's Anonymous, supporting their Show Your Heart campaign. So drop by today, because if you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel, inviting you to come and learn about once-in-a-lifetime journeys to the South Pacific. Join us the evening of Thursday, October 2nd, for wonderful presentations by Air New Zealand, Southern World, Paul Gauguin Cruises, and Tourism New Zealand. Space is limited at this free event, so call us today at 250-412-1888. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
We are back talking to Leslie Gardner, the money coach, talking about debt, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've talked a bit about the ugly, which was credit cards. How about the good? What kind of good debt can we have?
Well, a good debt would be your mortgage, like a mortgage on a home. But you gotta buy a home that you can afford, and you should have some sort of a down payment on there as well, because that way, if the housing, like the housing market, as you know, goes up and down, mm-hmm. and if it happens to drop, you know, you have time to wait for it to go back up again. So, you want it to increase in value. Any asset like that, you can do investments. If you're going to borrow money to invest in stocks or something like that, you better have everything else in order first, because you got to be prepared to lose all that money in the stock market. So that's not something for if you're struggling with debt, I wouldn't recommend taking out a loan and buying investments at this point in time. Maybe down the road when things are better for you and you can afford to lose that, then maybe you can use that as a good debt. Rental income is another one. Again, you'd have to do the numbers to make sure that you have you're making enough money to cover it. Now, some people will say, "Oh, well, a car loan is good debt." I don't agree with it on that at all. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing some awful horror stories about people that are buying a new car, trading in their fairly new car, like they've only had it a couple of years, traded in to buy a new car, and because the value of their existing cars are so low, it doesn't pay off the loan, the existing loan on those cars that they're trading in, and they're calling it negative equity. So what the dealerships are doing is they're upping the amount that they give people for trade-ins, adding that to their new car loan, and the next thing you know, you've got this huge new car loan on a vehicle that's only worth probably three-quarters of what the loan is worth, but you're paying off the old debt and you're adding in the new debt, and that is ugly debt in my eyes.
That is ugly debt, and you know, people don't think about it. It might be the first thing you think when you get your job is going to get a huge loan and get that big truck I wanted, And then you don't think how that's going to affect that when you meet this girl that you want to marry, say, and buy a house, that this huge debt's there, and that doesn't make it so that you can now buy the house because too much of your wage is going to pay off that debt, and it's maybe a 5 or 10 year loan on that truck.
Yeah, and that's the one thing they are doing is they're making the loans a little bit longer, but still the payments on those are $700-$800 in some cases.
And that seems okay when you have one debt, but when life hits you and you start getting more, that's an anchor.
Oh, is it ever? And the vehicle is dropping in value. They depreciate. They don't go up in value. I mean, they eventually go up if you happen to have an antique car, but you know, I've always said, if you're going to buy a car, keep that until it's either paid off or it's worth more than at least you owe.
Right, and that's the same thing, you know, people that buy boats and cars, and they're great. And, you know, life is for enjoyment. But remember, they're not something that are going to make you money. And the same with real estate. If you're going to buy and just for a year, real estate is longer term usually. So, you know, if you're starting with the family and you're carrying on or, you know, buying a condo and you're later in life, you want to have it for 5, 10 years, right? Not be flipping things.
Yeah, and that's with investing in anything. Everything is like long term. You should be looking at things long term, not quick change. Because you're right, houses, there's no way you're going to make money in a year unless you're doing like a huge renovation or something like that. But even then, you may not. So
no, because you know nothing is for sure. And I know a lot of young families I see, I'm a realtor at REMAX, are coming in and they're buying a house with a suite. So that, you know, maybe it's a little inconvenient first. They've got someone renting part of the house, but it's paying for them to live there and their mortgage is cut. And, you know, it may be a short-term sacrifice, if at all, but a long-term gain.
Oh, I think that's smart. I think the kids that are doing that and the young couples that are doing that, I think it's brilliant, actually. They're figuring it out. They're figuring it out, and good for them.
Mm-hmm. And mortgages, too. You know, there's a lot of people from the old school way of thinking would deal with a certain bank or whatever their whole lives. They'd get a piece of paper that said their rate was up and there's what it was. No negotiating. Gone are those days. People have choices.
Yeah, and that's probably thanks to the internet as well, because you can go and search all the different banks yourself, go to a mortgage broker, check out a few different places. Like, there's so much opportunity for that, but you should not settle on just your bank if it may not be the best rate and best for you.
Right, that whole loyalty thing about a bank is not really where it's at anymore. And, you know, as far as terms also, remember, you know, I think rates are going to be fairly flat for a long time, but have a level that is comfortable for you that, you know, don't overbuy a house. Don't buy something that you can't afford, the milk and the bread, and because then you'll get in that vicious cycle again, right? If you have such a high mortgage and if that rate goes up even a fraction, you could be in serious trouble.
Oh, yeah. You've got to crunch your numbers. You've got to know what you can truly afford, not what you think you can afford. Because, you know, if the rates do go up and your mortgage does come up for renewal, there goes your payment up. And now you've got a bigger payment than you first started, and you've got to be ready for that. You've got to have some contingencies in place. So, yeah, you definitely want to crunch your numbers and make sure you're living within your means. That's huge.
And I'm sure you're seeing a lot of it, too, nowadays, where people in their mid-years, you know, when houses were going up constantly, I mean, if you bought in the 80s, they just kept going up and it was like a cash cow for many people. And you could just keep taking that equity out, keep taking that equity out. But you hit that critical point where it's no longer got anything left in it. And, you know, where this asset should be paying you off one day when you want to retire, you could be owing on it.
Yeah, and a lot of people were doing that. They were using that equity, and they thought, you know, that, you know, we've always said you can use the equity in your house as your retirement because you can always downsize and take the equity out, and there could be part of your retirement funding. But you're right, the problem has been in the last few years is they've taken the equity out and spent it on whatever, trips, things like that, and now there's no equity there. So when they go to retire, they have to sell. Well, they have got no, they can't count on that money at all. And for whatever reason, debt is not a fact of life.
Yeah.
You don't have to have debt.
No, I know. And it's freeing to pay off things. You know, a lot of people also think their houses are worth a lot more than they were if they were in the 80s and they see their assessment go, well, it's worth that. That is not what the market may pay for it either, right? So you have to pay attention to really what is going on.
Exactly, exactly. And you know something, Patty? I was in the day when we paid 18% on mortgage rates.
Oh, my gosh. I remember 21. Crazy. And people don't know that now, right? That this is not normal to be low. You know, when it was 21, 18% and people were losing their houses. And, I mean, that was crazy.
It was. And like, these low interest rates now, I'm like, wow, this is great stuff.
It's nirvana, isn't it?
I know.
And what do you predict? What do you think for the outcome, like the long term of low interest rates?
As in, do you think...
Do you think they're going to be going for a long time?
I think they have to increase them eventually. But because of the way the economy is right now, I think we're going to see a little bit longer, these low rates. But I honestly think they will start to creep up over time in the next, 3-4 years. I can see them. They have to. They're so low.
So you should be prepared for that. And how do people... Do you think they should start looking at that? Like, if it was up a percentage, if they talk to someone like you, what would you do? Where would that money come from?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can easily do. There's lots of mortgage calculators online. You just put in the different rates and see the different payment options and how high can it go before you're really struggling to make the payment. So,
tell us what you do. What do you do with your money coaching and how do you help people?
Well, what they do is we get them to fill in this fact finder, give all their information, and then from there we basically break it into three sections. We got your fixed costs, your monthly spending, and then our bucket accounts, our little goal buckets. And the bucket accounts would be things like your gift account, and because everybody buys gifts, car repairs and maintenance, home repairs and maintenance, and then the
body repairs and maintenance.
Exactly. There's a lot of that, too.
There's a lot as you get older.
But, yeah, the fixed are the bills you have to pay or else somebody's going to come take something away. So we make sure those are covered first and that you have food and groceries, and then we try to find money for the bucket accounts. And at the same time, how are we going to pay off the debt if there's debt? So we try to deal with that as well. And we work with each of our clients 4 to 6 months and break out what is it. This is what I want you to do with this paycheck. This is what I want you to do with that paycheck. All based on our clients' goals and what they want.
So you kind of keep them honest. It's like going to one of these places where you weigh in every week. It's kind of like you have someone to actually watch you and to say, you know, guide you.
Guide you, yeah, because I don't say to you, you cannot go to Starbucks.
You choose not to go to Starbucks.
You choose not to go to Starbucks, you bet.
Excellent. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more about the ugly debt and how we can get rid of it.
You work hard and play hard, a demanding but rewarding pace. To maintain a rigorous schedule, you need a watch that consistently performs at the same high level you demand of yourself. Almera Jewelers believes that how you measure time is as important as how you spend it. They're sure you'd agree. Tudor watches, designed for performance, engineered for elegance. Almera Jewelers, at the corner of Fort and Broad, online at palmerajewelers.com.
Teamwork. That's what you need when you buy or sell real estate. Gary, Kathleen, and Blair McInnes fully understand this. Call us now at 250-727-1037 and get us working for you. Lenders, lawyers, notaries, tradespeople, staging companies, movers, etc. They're all a part of what we can assist you with. Call today, Gary, Kathleen, and Blair McInnes. Pemberton Homes Limited, the island's largest real estate brokerage. 250-727-1037.
The Vitamin Shoppe is celebrating its 30th anniversary with the biggest sale of the year. Enjoy 30 days of savings for September, featuring bonus packs, scratch and saves, coupons, demonstrations, and prizes. Find high-quality vitamins and minerals from Natural Factors, Sisu, Quest, Preferred Nutrition, Genuine Health, Renew Life, and more. Don't miss the biggest sale of the year at The Vitamin Shoppe, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. For more, call 250-386-1212.
Imagine a light bulb over your head. Now replace that light bulb with a flower bulb. Get the idea? Put a little spring color into your fall garden with flower bulbs from Marigold Nurseries. All sizes, so many colors. Hedging starts at just $8.99. Or you could plant a living fence. Yes, a living fence. Oh, sounds weird. Visit Marigold Nurseries, where great ideas are blooming. On Lockside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back with Leslie Gardner, the money coach. We're talking about debt, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's wrap up with the ugly. So tell us all the ugly. I know there's also these money places you go to, payday loans. Tell us the ugly and how we can make that the good.
Okay, so one of the ugliest is the payday loans, and mainly because there was a they've done some research on it, and some of them can pay up to 300% annually.
Wow.
Yeah, so that you don't payday loans are for like absolute emergencies, and even that it would have to be an awful emergency, like a medical emergency or something like that. I do not recommend them at all. The other ugly debt is when you are, you know, taking money off your line of credit to pay your mortgage payment. You're just constantly round and round and round. That's just ugly debt. The other thing you want to do is to start working on that ugly debt. Basically, you want to take a deep breath. Get honest with yourself, sharpen your pencil, sit down and look, what can I actually pull out of my paycheck to go towards debt? And be honest with yourself by cutting everything out that you absolutely don't need. There's needs and wants. Wants, get rid of them. Only work with the needs. Tackle one debt at a time. You want to pay down the debt with the highest interest rate first is how you would start that. Shop around for a lower rate. Consolidate all the debt into one loan or a line of credit if you can at the lowest possible rate if they'll allow you to, and make the payment systematic, automatically coming off your paycheck onto the debt, and it'll drop quick, and you can get out of that miserable debt.
I think like anything in life, the balance, you have to get real with it and make a choice, and we all have that, and be connected to your money. You know, my dad used to always say, go into the bank sometimes, you know. You need to actually feel that money a lot sometimes. You don't just have a bank card. Be connected with it. Because, you know, when money problems occur, the stress it brings to yourself, your family, divorce rates, money is a huge problem. We don't talk about it enough.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge problem. One of the number one reasons that couples split up. And the other thing is teaching kids money. Start now. Start the minute, you know, they can start talking or they understand, and actually give them money, like you say. Don't give them just a debit card. They need to see that cash in their hand so that they understand, oh, right, it's going down, it's going up, so that they can feel it and use it. So that's really important, actually.
And do you think you should tell your kids about your money and what you do with it?
Absolutely, yep. Yep, I mean, depending on their age, you know, judge accordingly, because I know there's some kids that go, oh, my mom and dad are broke. Well, no, we're not broke. We just choose not to do that.
Yeah. Or if I tell them, maybe they'll put me in the home, right, and want my money.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the other. So you've got to know your kids, but do it over time and little snippets here and there until they understand, because you can't dump it all on the kids. They have no clue. You got to give them little bits at a time.
No. Okay. And how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more?
Moneycoachescanada.ca. And you can find me on the website there, or you can email me at leslie@moneycoachescanada.ca.
Excellent. And tell me, what do you do? Do you carry cash, change, cards? Are you always prepared?
I am always prepared, but I got a plan.
You got a plan.
A money coaching plan.
You know what? And I think nowadays, to have some cash always, a little bit of change, you know, because you find that sometimes you don't take debit machines and all that stuff. Be prepared, right? Like the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts?
You bet.
Great talking to you. Have a wonderful weekend. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your weekend.